1759, the Battle for Quebec. In 1759, Britain had more manpower and resources to draw upon than France and North America. However, the French never intended upon defeating Britain through force of arms or an open battle, per se. Instead, the French strategy hinged upon the following. If the French could simply draw out the conflict long enough, the British would lose their taste for war because of the associated costs. The tactic turned out to be a good one, as Britain's Prime Minister, one William Pitt, had virtually bankrupted Britain in order to vigorously prosecute the war in North America. The British Armada arrives. The habitants of Quebec watched cautiously as the British Navy appeared over the horizon of the St. Lawrence. The fleet stretched for some 50 miles. As the British sailed towards their target, Wolfe noticed Canadians on the shore. Through a series of written proclamations, Wolfe warned the Canadians not to involve themselves, that is the civilians, in the approaching conflict. If the common people stayed neutral, they would be left alone. However, if they meddled in any way, the British commander promised they would be mercilessly crushed. Maybe Canadian farm boys can't read, or they simply ignored the good general's warnings. Regardless, they harassed the English invaders during the entire occupation. On the 25th of June, 1759, Wolfe stopped just out of range of Quebec's guns to plan his attack. Quebec was built upon the north bank of the St. Lawrence River. Its high cliffs made a direct assault on the city risky and unappealing. For his part, Montcalm refused to meet Wolfe's army in an open battle despite invitations to do so, or opportunities. His defensive position was too great an advantage to throw away. Plus, he was just biding his time. He was playing a waiting game, right? Now, but Wolfe was not complacent. To soften the French position, he gave the order to establish artillery pieces on cliffs opposite Quebec. The French did not try to defend the position because they believed the breadth of the St. Lawrence too great a distance for cannon fire to reach the city. On June 12th, the English fired upon the French defenders from the newly established battery of artillery. The shot fell well short of its intended target. Perhaps the French were right after all. The Canadians, in true Monty Python fashion, taught the English by calling them animal food truffle whippers, etc., and other such insults in their outrageous French accents. However, every other shot fired by the English battery landed well within the city's walls. People wisely sought cover, though there was none to be found, at least eventually. Virtually every building and habitation in Quebec City was damaged in some form or fashion during the steady bombardment. Wolfe believed the barrage would force Montcalm to leave the safety of the citadel in an attempt to silence the English guns. Yet, Montcalm inexplicably refused to budge. Dun, 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 dun.